Alrighty, well, that was Ray Burrell doing Phantom 309. And we have in the studio, as promised, where are you guys? Three and four, okay. Paul Kamm and Eleanor McDonald. Hi, guys.
Good morning, Che.
Hi, Che. Good morning. Good rainy morning.
Boy, it is a rainy morning. It's been a rainy spring.
It has. Abundance. I have to look at it that way. It's all abundance.
It is abundance. Boy, you know, I just came across the valley yesterday from over Williams' direction. You know, it is so pretty over there right now.
Oh, I bet.
So green and in bloom.
Yep.
Feeling like winter like it is here. So.
One of the most beautiful times in California, I think, when everything is green.
Yes. Springtime. And here it's that moment when we get that new green. It's just a moment, but all the trees are giving us their leaves, and it's a green that it's an otherworldly green, and we have it right now. It's awesome. It's so
just
beautiful.
Everything's blooming.
Yeah.
Achoo! Just like your new CD. You guys have a brand new recording.
It's
while you're in
It's blooming for sure. It's almost totally bloomed.
Well, cool. we should probably take this opportunity to thank Che for having us on during the last 2.5 years, continually saying, oh, yeah, we're working on it.
Well, see, here it is.
Here it is.
Here it is. And worth the wait, I'm sure. You want to say anything about it or just play some and come back and talk?
Just play some.
Okay. What have I got queued up? What's this? If You Haven't Been Lucky. All righty.
It's too hot late in the afternoon someday, and you have forgotten to call again. She's not ready to leave, so you hold her, and that's when you see how it could have been. If you hadn't been lucky, if you hadn't been lucky, softly the wind in your hair smells of play. You are where you should go again. Losing all of your fear is like floating, still being here when the days pretend that you hadn't been lucky, that you hadn't been lucky, that you hadn't been lucky. Thank you.
Alrighty. That was very nice. Very first track that's been played on the air, huh?
It is. This is the first time it's out there. And it probably won't be played a whole lot again until it's actually released, but we wanted to have the opportunity to get it out there a little bit.
That's cool, and this is all mostly new stuff, huh?
Mostly.
Well, you know, Ship Gonna Sail, did you ever record that someplace? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, well, it got recorded by Utah and put... It was on a compilation in a book called The Sounds of Freedom.
Uh-huh.
With interviews with Ricky Lee Jones and a whole bunch of other folks like that. And,
I remember.
And we had... Because that song was written, the words by Utah, and we wrote the music for it. And we performed it a number of times here and there. And
usually at rallies with Utah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And hadn't really done it in a long time and figured that maybe we needed to after last year at Kate Wolf Festival. Joe Craven turned up on the Utopia stage right after us, and we just said, hey, off the cuff, do you want to do this? And he ended up playing beatbox on his face, and so we said, this is too good, we have to do this.
That's
for the
great.
Record. So
that's great. Last time I was on the air, I actually played that from, I think, one of the nightlife performances or something.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ah, huh. Yeah, it's one that we hadn't done in a long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the first time for any of this stuff. Some of the songs have been around a while.
Uh-huh.
You know, 2.5 years ago, like I said, when we first started
it. Really has been
into
that long since you started this project,
yeah,
really,
it
huh?
Started and stopped a few times.
Amazing.
And then 6 weeks ago, just got going gangbusters again, or 2 months, 2 months ago.
A couple months ago, yeah.
That's good you did that. Sometimes those things become history, you know?
Yeah.
There's too much space in there between them.
Not with
you guys so much, but that does tend to happen.
Well, there's 5 years between this and our last CD, and that's a little too long.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, finishing this CD for us was, I wouldn't call it exactly a desperate act, but we knew that it either had to happen or it was going to feel pretty crummy to not actually finish. So. Yeah.
And some of the songs we actually learned in the studio. Uh-huh. There's several on here that are that new.
That's really neat. And this is sort of a departure. We were talking a little earlier from your usual MO when it comes to making a recording. Huh?
Well, yes. I mean, we've done the last 8 records with Mikhail Graham, and those experiences have been wonderful and produced a lot of great music that we thoroughly enjoy. This time around, we worked with Tom Menig, and he's had a lot of experience recently with this acoustic movement that's kind of coming back with his daughter Alila and her peer group. And he just happened to be in town for these 2 months, and then he was going to leave for Oregon to go start work on her new record. And we just got together with him, and everything just kind of came together. It was perfect.
That's great. That's great. And so when will this be available for consumption?
We're not sure. It's going to come back from being replicated mid-May.
Uh-huh.
But we were talking about that on the way over here. We're not sure how we're going to do it. I think for sure we have a lot of people who prepaid for CDs. Actually, this whole CD was funded by our fans.
That's pretty neat.
Through donations, incredibly generous, amazing donations. A loan from an amazingly generous friend, and then a lot of people prepaid.
Uh-huh.
So they're all going to get their CDs as soon as we get them.
Oh, nice.
But then I'm not sure exactly when the real release will happen. Maybe not till mid-June. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, it'll be played on the radio at that point.
That's really cool. It's a real communal sort of effort then, huh?
It brought me to my knees. Mm-hmm. I was astounded, and it happened so quickly. We kind of humbly put out the plea. You know, because we didn't have any money.
Uh-huh.
And how are we going to do this? We
nobody,
have to get this
nobody's
done.
Got any money.
Yeah.
Well, apparently some people do, and they were willing to support the arts and support this project, and it blew us away.
Yeah. And it totally covered everything. And, yeah, we're just so humbly thankful for all of you out there who supported this project. And
what a nice story.
Yeah.
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 It's really nice. I like that a lot. Good. Excuse me. Shall I put up another?
Sure.
You want to play that second track?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nina Gerber plays on this. This is Bill Douglas as well on the bass, and Nina Gerber playing what she does.
Mm-hmm. So who else on here? So far I've heard you say Bill Douglas, Joe Craven, Nina Gerber, the two of you,
Tom Menig,
Tom,
Mikhail Graham,
Maggie McCaig's playing accordion.
Uh-huh.
Rick Fabano, who plays saxophone, who used to be on the music scene here years and years ago with a band named Here.
Dear old friend.
And a kora player from around the area called by the name of Gordon Helligers.
That story still.
Yeah, that was, well, and that was, we'll get, maybe we'll talk about that a little later. But
Larry
Tracy, who plays beautiful pedal steel. And Rich Stanmeyer, who lives in Austin, Texas, mailed in a couple of bass tracks for a couple songs. And I hope I'm not forgetting anybody right now.
I know we are.
I would read the liner notes, but there aren't.
There aren't any. No, that is a pre-release copy with no artwork.
No info.
All right. But I think we're close to remembering everyone. But
cool.
Anyway, this song was a song that was written. We were overseas and not in town when Utah passed away, and this song actually came from that experience of thinking about him and his leaving us. It's called From the Fire.
Okay.
Came from the fire to sing with us again. From the fire, and on we'll tell this tale. From the fire, till that ship is gonna sail. Song for those who've gone, something we could carry on, so their voices would be strong. You made a song, and when all of the prophets come to tell our stories one by one, so we don't lose what they had won, you made a song. From the fire, the songs of all our mothers came. From the fire, sing with us again. From the fire, so on and on we'll tell this tale. From the fire, till that ship is gonna sail. Now there's been blood and there's been sweat, these are things that we forget, all the sacrifice, and yet you made a song. And when money rewrites history, who will we thank for being free? It's for the ones that we don't see. You made a song. From the fire, the songs of all our people came. From the fire, to sing with us again. From the fire, and on we'll tell this tale. From the fire, till that ship is gonna muddy rivers that could meet. You made a song. We could build with what is left, so we don't steal our children's breath. Give them what you gave instead, when you made a song. From these songs for all our children came from the fire to sing with us again. From the fire, and on we'll tell this tale. From the fire till that ship is gonna sail. From the fire, the songs of all our mothers came. From the fire, the songs of all our people came. From the fire, the songs for all our children came. From the fire, that ship is gonna sail.
Okay, we're back. From the fire. That was very nice, too. Actually, you did that one here, I think, live before.
We've probably done that lots of times live. That one's been around for a while. Well, it's been around for 2 years.
Almost. It has been around for 2 years. And hearing that reminded us of some more of the musicians that we forgot to mention before, and that was playing the percussion, the cajon in that song was Mark Yedinak. And then Mark McCartney also plays on the next track that we might play. And as we go, we might remember a few more people.
Please forgive us. We've only had one cup of coffee.
Well, let me jump in and do this. It is now almost 11 o'clock, and time for me to thank SBL Entertainment, presenting legendary folk singer Greg Brown in concert at Harlow's. They are at 2708 J Street in Sacramento. That's April 22nd. It's a Thursday evening, 7:30 show. Tickets available at harlows.com. Okay, that's that.
Great venue, Harlow's. I'd like to play there. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been there.
It's really cool.
I hear it is a great place.
We opened it for Roger Hodgson's little band years ago there. It was very, very bizarre. It was like an otherworldly experience, but great venue.
So, do you guys have any work coming up? Any performances coming up?
No work. We'll work for pay.
That's exactly right.
Well, we do have a CD release concert coming up in July at the Nevada Theater, and but there will be more information about that as the time comes. And those of you who aren't going to go see Jackson Browne that date, come see us. July 24th, Saturday night.
I'm suggesting that we get Jackson Browne and David Lindley to open for you guys.
I think so. Yeah, Che's going to work on that for us.
Yeah, you could share the venue and both do a CD release party.
I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
People at the Greek Theater wouldn't mind, right?
No.
I doubt it.
Mind.
You know, while I have a lull here, let me also thank Strawberry Music Festival. That's coming up. Once again, 4 days of mountains, magic, and music happen in Memorial Day weekend at Camp Mather in Yosemite, featuring over 20 main stage acts, camping, hiking, horseback riding, yoga, and more. Complete details and tickets at strawberrymusic.com. Okay, it is a season, huh? We're getting back in it.
It is. Mm-hmm. Festival season's coming. It's coming.
Number three. That's where we are. Huh?
Yeah. To let the light in.
Okie doke. And here it is.
These cold days we stand by fires and watch the birds in the frozen square, shooting holes in the clouds to let the light in. You say sometimes it's a curse to care. Oh, 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 come on, you say. All you beggars and all you drifters, come on. All you lovers and all you dreamers, come on.
Okay, we're having way too much fun listening to this stuff.
I'd like to say that someone called asking about tickets for our show, and actually I am going to be putting tickets for sale on brown paper tickets. Is that that's new?
Yeah,
I think I'm going to actually put them up there pretty soon. So they are going to be available. Just keep checking in with brown paper tickets. In the next few weeks, I'm going to just start selling tickets there.
Cool.
So, yeah.
And is it at the Center for the Arts? Is that where you're doing the show? Where is it?
The Nevada Theater.
Oh, at the Nevada Theater.
Yeah, and it's been forever since we did a show there. And I guess they're doing more musical events now. And it there just seemed like a really great place to come back with this new CD.
I think it's perfect. I love that theater. It's just one of my absolute favorites. And it has this long historical lineage,
amazing history.
Every time I've stepped on that stage, that's exactly what I think. I go, God, Mark Twain was on this stage.
Yeah.
Wow.
when he was having to be on stage because he was poor and he was needing to make money, so he was making the circuit of the theaters.
Well, and of course he was. Why else would you get on stage?
Well, just like us. We're poor and we need to make money, and yeah. Well, no, it's an amazing place.
We enjoy singing.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
It is nice to get paid for it, but we'd probably do it anyway.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
We could play number six, and then...
Which one is number six?
Walls of Paradise, which is not as folky as our other stuff, but is that okay?
Well, of course.
Oh, of course.
Joe Craven's playing some pretty wild fiddle on this next tune.
Oh, great. Well, here's what it sounds like.
On the river of dreams.
I really like that.
Thanks.
That was too much fun, huh?
That's a lot of fun. That gets me up and dancing around.
And that's Bill Douglas on the bass there, too, and of course, Joe Craven, who spent an afternoon with us, and we were so lucky to have him be able to come up.
Yeah.
He had like a one-day window and had just gotten off the road and was exhausted and came up and gave us 110%. It was just so amazing.
And he was so sweet and so much fun, and he's so creative. It was a joy. Yeah. That day in the studio was, some days are not as easy as others, and that was a really easy day.
Yeah, he's you know, you can't say enough nice things about Joe. He's an incredible, incredible musician and human being.
Yeah.
Just period, you know.
Yep.
Well, and also another person that I should mention is Rob Holland. He played on a track on the CD as well. Really, it's, we're going to have to say this more than once, but all the people that worked on the record were so generous, and it was a real joy to make this record.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In so many different ways. As you can tell, that song is 180 degrees from some of the stuff we've done.
And that's Tom Menig and Paul Kam playing the Clappy Handies.
The Clappy Handies.
Yeah, uh-huh. Clappy Handies.
Well, we had a when I recorded the song, I recorded it to an ancient Alesis drum machine just to kind of keep me in line so I wouldn't wander all over the place. And the song's in an odd time, and I had to created a weird click track out of some stuff, and it sounded god-awful. But we wanted to recreate it, so we actually did stand around and clapped our hands and shook tambourines and all this other weird stuff.
And it worked.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful recording. I cannot wait to hear, to actually be able to sit down and hear the whole thing. It's great.
Yeah, thanks.
So shall we do another?
Yeah. This next song is actually...
What number is it?
It's the one right after this.
Oh, okay.
So it would be, what, 7?
I don't know.
No, that was Quiet Voices.
No,
that was The Walls of Paradise.
Next one. Would
oh, that's right.
Bread and Salt.
Okay, you're right.
And Bread and Salt was. I'm sure that this is another song that was inspired by a lot of the music we hear in Greece and that part of the world. A white boy being influenced by great ethnic music and a nod, you know, towards that, but also. The title of the song comes from an old saying from probably many different cultures, but we've shared bread and salt, which is just that, you know, we've been through good times and hard times, and these essential things, bread and salt, are something that we have in common, a bond. So.
And Maggie McKeag is playing accordion on this, and Rick Fabano is playing saxophone.
All righty.
And Tom Menig's playing mandolin.
Hush now, my heart, come in and tell your troubles to the night, so the moon will sing. Sleep. Share this bread and salt. these angels' tears, this blood and song, hush now my heart, take this bread and salt.
That was very different. That was beautiful. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Jay.
I cannot, as I was just saying, I can't wait to hear you guys do this live in a nice place, you know?
Yeah.
Nice feeling place.
Well, the Nevada Theater is about as nice as they
yes.
come.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Yeah. Can't wait.
We should have it all dressed up like a taverna.
That'd be great. With cigarette smoke, too?
I wouldn't mind. I don't think the people coming would care much, but...
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Well, gosh, yeah, thanks for having us come and do this.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. It's always a pleasure, and it's just doubly so today. It's a brand new baby,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you want to give us some more info?
More info. Let's see. What do we have? What kind of info? We're Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald. I'll start there. And
you said something. Well, this is our brand new CD, which we're going to do a CD release party not till July 24th. But you had mentioned that tickets were going to go on.
They're going to go on brown paper tickets probably in the next couple weeks, maybe sooner, as soon as I get it together. I have to figure out how to do that. But you can find us on Facebook. You can search for Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald, cdbaby.com. You can find all of our stuff there and information about us. And other than that, I just we're just really pleased that we were able to do this on your show.
Cool.
And
well, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate you coming in always. And up on MySpace and Facebook, you have a couple of these tunes put up. So
yeah, MySpace not yet, but definitely it's on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And
okay.
And if you go there, please leave us a message and let us know what you think. And because you know, and then share us with your friends. That's always so helpful for us.
One thing I'd like to add too, I hope Tom Menig doesn't mind this, but he does run a studio called Sundial Studios, and it's local. And if anyone liked what they're hearing, the quality of the recording and all that, I'm sure he'd love to have more people come and work at his place.
And it's a real friendly, comfy place over there too. You just you want to go in and play
music,
huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, and also, if someone would like to hire the two of you, how do they do that?
They can email us. They can, let's see which email. We have like 10 different emails. How about, how about this one? Rodakino@gmail.com. That's Rotakino at gmail.com. Or you can call us. Our business number is 432-9336. You can get to us through any of our websites. Do a Google search and you'll find us, and there's some way to get to us from each place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you once again. Let's put up one more as we go out here. What would you like to hear this?
Let's play the last one, track 10. Okay. This is another one that Nina Gerber plays on. Just a heartbreakingly beautiful lead part that she added to this.
Great. Entitled Silent Angel, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
She lights a fire and braids her hair in angels' garden while swallows are dancing in the air. It might take a little time, but the river rolls on. You've come to want to stay here a while, among her flowers like a beggar waiting for a smile. As days unwind and the river rolls on, like a silent angel in your heart, and then it's gone. There's always a way to get back home when you've clenched your heart and set those feet to roam. And it's there to remind you that the river rolls on. Like a silent angel in your dream before the dawn. Silent angel on the water, watching over us tonight. Silent angel, silent angel, is that you in my dreams tonight? Lights a fire and waits for you there. Your tears of joy, the only jewels you wear. It might take a little time, but the river rolls on. Like a silent angel in your soul, you've gone. Silent angel on the water, watching over us tonight. Silent angel, silent angel, is that you in the wind tonight? Silent angel on the water, calling out like a bird. Silent angel, silent angel, is that you in our dreams tonight?
Alrighty. Well, thanks once again, you guys. That is just absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure it's going to get lots and lots of airplay around here before it ever is released.
Well, it was great to be able to come to you first.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. always fun to have you guys in here.
Yeah, us and Jackson Browne and David Lindley.
There you go.
That's right. We're gonna go right to their new album next. This is one that we've been talking about here. I know it's been played a couple of times on KBMR, but it's brand new. It's not released either. And a live concert that they did in, where was that? Spain?
Barcelona,
yeah.
I think several places in Spain.
Yeah. Anyway, it's cool stuff. We're going to play some of it and bid you guys a good day. And tell the rest of you folks out there that you've been listening to tracks from the Fire, Paul Kamm and Eleanor MacDonald. And it will be released sometime in July.
No, May.
I mean, May, sorry, and the release concert will be, the CD release concert will be at the Nevada Theater here in Nevada City on
July 24th.
There you go. All righty. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Che.
We'll see you later.